Tonight, minority weighed into controversial KPMG SML report demanding that a full audit report is laid in Parliament.
The very basis for keeping that contract that SML is checking under declaration, under reporting, the company has said on record, and it is honored in our documentary, on camera, that we don't do those services.
We have the latest in this report, all the statements and reactions in this particular matter. Stay on. The minority in Parliament has now waded into the controversial KPMG SML report, demanding that a full audit report on the contract between the Strategic Mobilization Ghana Limited, SML, and the Ghana Revenue Authority be made public. Now, the latest to make this call is the Member of Parliament for Bogatanga Central, Isaac Adongo. The contract was to allow the SML undertake revenue assurance services in the gold and petroleum production sectors for the government. In December last year, the Fourth Estate reported that Strategic Mobilization Ghana Limited won the sole-sourced contract, though it had no prior experience following that investigation. The presidency called for a suspension of the contract and ordered KPMG to conduct an investigation into the transaction. Statement from the presidency indicated that KPMG recommended the termination of the Upstream Petroleum and Minerals Audit contract while calling for a neat assessment of the ongoing downstream service. Listen to the reaction of lead investigator of the Fourth Estate, Manasseh Azura, to the report.
This is that SML is checking under reporting and under declaration. If you watch our documentary, we put this question to SML and ask whether they were doing under reporting or they were checking under the reporting or under declaration. The company said they were doing none of those services.
It was on their website.
It was on their website, and after we confronted them, they deleted that information from their website. So the very basis for keeping that contract that SML is checking under declaration, under reporting, the company has said on record, and it is honored in our documentary, on camera, that we don't do those services. Well, I would be very measured in perhaps attacking KPMG until I see the KPMG report. Because I did a JIDA investigation, the president issued some directives on the JIDA report. But when the report itself was published, it was worse than what the presidency issued. This was in 2013. So with this experience, I'm a bit measured. But what we can say is that, look, it is good news to the Republic of Ghana that the upstream petroleum contract and the gold mining contracts are off the table.
In the coming days, will you be expecting that the presidency will publish the full report from KPMG, if they made any findings on that, so that the public can read for themselves and judge how KPMG came by those findings?
Exactly. It is only fair that we see the report. That report doesn't belong to Akufo-Addo. That report is for Ghanaians. So if KPMG has done a report and you have made a commentary and recommendations on that report, we expect to see that report. In 2013, the group that was so vocal on the president at the time, President Mahama, to publish the JIDA report, was the MPP. President Mahama finally published the JIDA report, and it was worse than his recommendations and what he put out. So it is non-negotiable. We have to see the report that KPMG submitted to the presidency. And I think media houses, the right to information law, entitles Ghanaians to write for the report. And I see no reason the president should keep that report.
Will you be trying to use the RTI request to try and get this?
Yes, I think letters by tomorrow, letters will go to the presidency. They should give us copies of the report.
Well, we'll delve into that letter coming in from the minority. But first, the SML has, through a statement, been reacting to the findings of KPMG. My colleague James Savage joins me in studio with more details from James. First, SML accepts the KPMG recommendations. Let's start with that first.
Yes. Yes, Bray. So if you look at their statement dated 24th of April 2024, they said, quote, the press release accepts the findings and recommendations of the KPMG report on the performance-driven relationship between the GRA and the SML. Then they go ahead to list the various issues one after the other and stated their position on them. For instance, in the first one on the allegations of impropriety, they said the KPMG report debunks the false claim of $100 million paid to SML and refute the 10-year contract claim made by Manasseh Azuri Awoni of the Fourth Estate. However, SML likes to point out that the KPMG's finding, which suggests that fees estimated to be paid under the 5-year consolidated contract average about $1 billion per year, is false. Mm. Now, they also go ahead to say that KPMG again confirmed the importance of the upstream and minerals agreements. SML further observes that a comprehensive needs assessment in those sectors are previously conducted, which support KPMG's findings that revenue assurance audit services are needed in that sector. So those are the part of the report that they say they are actually accepting.
Okay, but tonight we understand that a member of the Finance Committee of Parliament, Isaac Adongo, is elevating the cost a notch higher. He says a report must be made available to the Finance Committee of Parliament to aid its investigations into the matter. Our Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent, Kweku Asante, joins me live in the studio with details of the statement. Kweku, first, he makes the point that this issue came up during the budget hearing.
Yes, in fact, in November during the budget hearing, Parliament decided that they were going to investigate this deal because they believed there was some corruption in there. And so they actually stopped the budget that would have gone to GRA to pay the money to SML. And that is what led to the president consequently actually deciding that that deal should be investigated. Mm. He's put out a lengthy statement talking about what he believes to be the work having been done by KPMG. Let me quote part of it. It says, the contract failed to deliver total value for money and resulted from significant procurement and legal breaches. Those accountable, including SML and its beneficial owners, must be held liable. They must be arraigned and made to refund a substantial amount, if not all, of the fees they received for this non-compliant and illegally procured agreement. Mm. He says, at this moment, I respectfully request that Parliament be furnished with a copy of the KPMG report to aid the Finance Committee's investigation. It strikes me as unusual that the report only contains mild suggestions and recommendation, despite the abundance of information available to the public regarding the SML arrangement. Consequently, we must scrutinize the comprehensiveness of their mandate, including their TOR, that's terms of reference, methodology, and approach. Our primary objective is to expose the beneficial owners of the group and utilize Parliament's authority to recover the funds. So they say that they expect that the presidency will cause to be laid on the floor of the House and also to the Finance Committee, who are already investigating this deal also, this report from KPMG to enable them go into it and investigate properly.
Interesting days ahead. That's the details of the statement from Isaac Adongo, who is a member of the Finance Committee of Parliament. Let's bring in the Executive Director of the Media Foundation for West Africa, Suleiman Abraima, because they are really the genesis of this particular matter. He joins us on the phone lines. Now, I'm grateful to you for joining us, sir. I'm sure you've seen the response of SML. They say they have been exonerated in part by the KPMG investigation. What's your initial reaction to their report?
Well, I think that it's important for Ghanaians to pay attention to this development. I've read the response from from SML, and they literally deny everything contained in the KPMG report, all the findings, except the few that appears to favor them. But for me, what is quite intriguing is that despite all the numerous issues of legal infraction, policy infraction, non-performance, anomalies, and all of that, the president concludes by saying that the downstream petroleum agreement is something that has to be renegotiated. Now, I think given the SML response, it is important for me to highlight some of the things that are contained in the KPMG findings for the benefit of our audience. Now, to start with, it is a fact from the KPMG report that SML did not have any prior experience in the work that they were contracted to do, and yet they went under single source procurement to get the job. And we are talking about a multi-million CD contract. In fact, it is also a fact from the KPMG report that up until the suspension of the contract, SML had been paid more than 1 billion Ghana cedis. It is also a fact from the KPMG report that on three different occasions, had sought a PPA agreement to go under, GRA actually had sought to give a contract on single source procurement to SML, and PPA had refused. And I assume that refusal was on the basis that if the company does not have a prior experience, how do you give them a sole source or single source agreement of a multi-million dollar contract? The other thing is that it is also a fact that despite the PPA's disapproval, SML still managed to get contracts signed in 2019, in 2018. And this is not me saying, this is a fact as contained in a statement put out by the president. The statement from the president on the basis of the KPMG report also says that the procurement processes, in fact, that even though the president does not talk about what processes was used to then eventually get them onto the 2023 contract, he says that at that point, the PPA ratified, you know, the processes to regularize the contract for them. Now, it is a fact that by law, all contracts awarded to SML required parliamentary approval. This never happened. It is also a fact that by law, policy and sound corporate practices, as indicated by the president, the contracts awarded to SML needed to have gotten the approval of the GRE board. But the contracts were awarded without the GRE board's approval. Despite that, the same GRA's board then in 2023 expanded the contract for SML. And that for me is quite clear. Now, the president says that on the basis of the KPMG audit, the transaction audit services that SML was to perform, SML only partially delivered on the service. And to that extent, GRA may not have obtained all the benefits under the contract. Again, it says that on the external service verification service that SML was supposed to provide, SML only delivered partially on the service. As a result, GRA may have benefited only partially from that.
So you're not really, okay with the report coming in from the presidency?
No, of course, we have filed a formal RTI request to the Office of the President for a copy of the full report. I believe that the president, being a lawyer, being somebody who, you know, touts himself as someone who goes by the rule of law, loves accountability, and of course takes pride in the fact that it was his government that passed the RTI law, would, I believe, do the needful by releasing or by complying with the law and releasing the report to us. Mm. But as I said, at this stage, even if we agree with whatever the president report says, in terms of the KPMG audit findings, everything vindicates whatever the Fourth Estate put out, indicating that this was a very questionable contract, a contract that had significant implications on the public purse, a contract that, you know, needed to be brought to the public domain as we have done now, and was the publication was certainly justified and was a matter of significant public interest. And so I don't know why SML, upon this damning report from the presidency, will now still be going around saying we disagree with this, we disagree with that, we disagree with this, we disagree with that. Before the publication, they were all over saying that they have saved the nation more than 3 billion Ghana cedis. The KPMG report says you haven't done that. They said they had invested about $44 million to be able to provide the services that they are providing. KPMG said, but you couldn't provide any evidence to prove that you invested that amount. But let's even say that they invested that amount. If you invested 44 billion and you have ended up receiving, if you invested $1 billion and you have been paid 1 billion Ghana cedis, even at today's rate of 13 or so to the dollar, that's over $80 million. So even if you invested 44 and you have received 80 million, who has benefited? So quite clearly, the statement from the presidency vindicates the report that was put out by the Fourth Estate, indicating that the contract was a questionable one. The contract was something that was of significant public interest. The publication was therefore justified. And we are happy that as a result of utilizing the power of investigative journalism, we have been able to get the president to suspend the contract, authorize an audit, parliament to take a decision on it. And today, at least, if for nothing at all, the upstream petroleum contract and the minerals contract have at least been suspended.
Okay. Mr. Reimer, kindly hold the line for me. Let me bring in the Member of Parliament, Rashid Purple, who is a member of the Mines and Energy Committee of Parliament, to also pick his thought on this. Mr. Purple, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. Now, you've had this raging debate ongoing now between, you know, this report that was issued by the presidency on the KPMG report. People are calling for their full disclosure. What does you as a member of the Finance, Mines and Energy Committee make of this request that presidency publish the full report? Let us all know exactly what KPMG said.
Well, we all are aware of what it means. The fact that SML has come about not with the prior knowledge of many of the people, the key stakeholders involved, and didn't appear to fulfill a certain need for it. We are worried about the fact that issues are raised, you know, concerning the need for it, the fact that it could be doing something that had already been done by stakeholder organizations and all that. We thought that these concerns should have warranted the president to be eager to present the report to us all, so we know exactly what happened. What was the urgent need for us to engage SML? What are the issues that are raised in there? Was it a critical need? Couldn't any other organization have, you know, been capable of doing what they have done? There are several issues that we want to see come out, you know, publicly in the report. So if the president is holding it back, it means there's something wrong. And if there's something wrong, then we should be worried, because investment in this aspect means that some money is spent by the president, by the executive, engaging them, and the people's money is going away. So we must demonstrate that this is done in the right order. And if it is not done in the right order, several other questions will have to arise.
Can we say that the presidency is holding back this report? What's the agreed structure for such a report when it gets to the presidency? You've been there before.
Please, can you ask the question again?
I mean, I'm asking that what's the procedure for the release of such report when it gets to the presidency?
Yeah, essentially, if it gets to the president, what does he do with the report? It's because it has to get to the people. So he takes hold of it, releases it to the public, let us know what is happening, and essentially, the people's representatives must know exactly what is in the report. And it should also go to the appropriate ministry, and the appropriate ministry has to release it to the to the committee involved. That's the Energy Committee, and we will then look at it, you know, and maybe it should be filed. The minister has to file it in Parliament, so it comes to us to have a look at it, because this is a matter of critical concern. The process is that when reports are done of that sort,
Mr. Babo, sorry, but I think I'm having, I'm losing you a bit. So if you can reposition yourself for me.
I'm saying that the process by which reports finally get to the people is this, that as soon as reports of this nature are complete, they go to the ministry. The ministry comes to file the report in parliament. The report is then referred to the committee, appropriate minister, committee, and then the committee will look at it, digest it, do analysis of it, and come back to parliament to report. So everybody can have the opportunity to contribute. Now, this is a key report area, and this one has a lot of issues that directly affect the thinking of many people. So it's important that it shouldn't be held only by the president. The president must release it to the ministry. The ministry has to find it in parliament.
Mr. Popos, I'm sure since the issue broke, your committee have had one or two chats. What's the decision by your committee with regards to this report, finally?
Well, essentially, we were invited by SML to come and see what they are doing. And a number of members went there, not all of us went there. And they came out to talk about what they went to see. But it did not cancel the fact that there are still loopholes, there are still issues to be discussed, issues to be looked at.
Okay.
And for us, we think that a comprehensive report, you know, must be brought out publicly, and we must have access to it.
Okay.
It's not just the report. When you have access to it, you look at the report in a detailed manner, and then be able to do a report on it to the rest of the house. So we are looking forward to that.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. I'm grateful to you. So that's Rashid Purple, who is a member of the Mines and Energy Committee of Parliament. Well, I've been joined on the line by Adam Senan, who is an anti-corruption campaigner. But first, let me go to Suleiman Abraima. So you have petitioned, or you've sent an RTI to the presidency. Have you had any sort of response from the presidency in terms of complying or not?
Can you take that again, please?
So I wanted to find out from you whether you've heard from the presidency with regards to the RTI request that you sent.
Well, that was just a few days ago, and at least they have 14 days to respond to us, and so we look forward to receiving the report. I don't think that there can be any excuse in not releasing the report in compliance with the RTI law.
But you've not heard anything that they are considering to come back to you or not?
No, and I think that it's early days yet. This has been just 2 days ago, and so by next week we expect that we would hear from the president.
Suleiman Abraima is the executive director for the Media Foundation for West Africa. Let's bring in Adam Senanu, who is an anti-corruption campaigner. Grateful to you, Mr. Senanu, for joining. I mean, from the anti-corruption point of view, with the report from the presidency and the calls thereafter that this KPMG report should be made public, how does it come to you as an anti-corruption campaigner?
Well, I mean, first of all, we need to commend Suleimana and the team at the Fourth Estate for this piece of journalistic work, investigative, which has proven to be right. I mean, clearly, there are many good governance principles which have been breached. The lack of parliamentary approval, even the retrospective approval by PPA after 3 rejections is extremely questionable. And there are all the issues of, is this the most competent agency that ought to have been playing this for us? If we had opened up for a competitive bid, wouldn't Ghana have been much better off? So from an anti-corruption perspective, there appears to be clear issues of breach of the public procurement process, and again, questions on whether we should still be, as it were, maintaining this kind of relationship. So we are delighted that we've come this far. It's really intriguing that the presidency does not want to release the entire report. This in the past has what led to calling the presidency a clearinghouse. I would rather our president just goes full hog, release it, let the people see what is in there, let stakeholders in the industry be able to comment on it, and then we can map a path forward. Otherwise, it again is very questionable. One is wondering what is it that is being hidden? Why wouldn't they release the entire report?
In the extreme cases that the presidency decide against releasing the full report, what would people like you be doing?
Well, again, it would be another example of government not actually being responsive to the people and a lack of transparency and accountability. I'm glad that Sulemana and Co. have already written using the RTI. We wait to hear what will happen. But it would be a real shame if the president and the presidency refuses to release this report. Because without that, the recommendations they are making, we don't have a balanced or objective understanding of why they are focusing on these particular issues. So it is in the best interest of all of us that that report is released. And it would be a real shame if the presidency doesn't do that for the benefit of Ghanaians to read.
These issues are becoming one too many. That, I mean, you hear of these allegations, investigations are done, and it proves that, in fact, things were not done right. What must we do going forward to ensure that things of this nature do not happen going forward?
I think that holding people accountable is one of the things that we ought to have been doing quite regularly. Already, we had the first CPA situation with Mr. J that has ended up in court. I think that we ought to have been paying attention to these issues. And we need governments that do not seem to be protecting their own. When the current vice presidential candidate of the NDC was talking about how they will hold everybody accountable, I was telling myself, I wish I'd added a sentence that, including our own. We need leadership that is willing to say, look, we are going to have the highest levels of integrity. We're going to make sure that when people breach the trust of the citizens, they are held fully culpable. And we don't shield them in any form, you know, and don't get into a situation where it appears that we are putting aside ethical principles and then just doing what we think, satisfies our own party interest or particular clique of people's interest. That's not good enough.
Mr. Sananu, I'm grateful to you for joining us. Adam Sananu is an anti-corruption campaigner. This has been Top Story. My name is Samuel Kojo Brace. Up next is Ghana Connect with Kweku Asante. Kweku, so what's coming up on Ghana Connect?
Well, Brace, only this week, the NDC adored Professor Nana Jinupukwu Ajiman as the running mate going into the 2024 election. We understand the NPP are going to do the same in the next few days. The names have come up. Matthew Poku, Premier, the Education Minister, Dr. Yawase Duchum. So we're going to talk about
Frida or say Prempe. Is she out? Frida,
I mean, the chief of staff.
Yes, know, yes. I mean, her name was really.
Her name
out
has
there
come up quite strongly, but in the last few days, it's really died down. Mm. But the name that has also been climbing up is Irenato Shiado of the District Assembly's Common Fund. Mm. So we'll be interrogating this, but probably putting a spotlight on the NDC's event that he held and asking the questions about the role. Do people vote because of a certain person being a vice presidential candidate, for instance?
Okay.
And what role will Nana Jane's nomination, being a woman, what role is he going to play?
That'll be an interesting conversation to have.
So we have some interesting guests coming on to connect on this important matter, and you don't want to miss it.
Let's connect together. Mm.